弟兄姐妹平安，让我们来做一个祷告。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters. Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
让我们今天能够聚在一起，能够听你的话语。
That today we are able to gather before you and hear your word.
求你向我们众仆人说话，我们仆人静听。
We pray that you speak to your servants and your servants are listening.
求你的灵在我们心中工作，让我们看到
Within our hearts,
这正是神的话语。
And let us truly see that this is God's word.
让我们活在亚伯拉罕的信心当中。
And let us live within the faith of Abraham.
好，叫我们能够走十字架的道路。
May we be able to walk a path that is towards the cross.
哦，主啊，求你向我们说话。
We pray, Lord, that you do speak to us.
这样祷告，祈求不配奉主
耶稣基督的名。May it such in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
我们在讲到亚伯拉罕的故事哈，在讲到创世纪啊，
四章。We are talking about the account of Abraham recorded in Genesis chapter 15.
第十五章开始的时候就讲这事以后啊。
So chapter 15 starts with the words after this.
因为这个这事以后是一个连接词啊。
So after this is noting that this is a continuation.
当然是连接上面的事情啊。
And this is a continuation of chapter 14.
我在神学院的时候跟老师说啊，所有的连接词都是很重要的啊。
And so when I was in seminary, I used to share with my professor that these transitional words are very important.
我的 professor 告诉我。不是我 share with you. 我的 professor 跟我说这个连接词都是很重要的。
Correction. Actually, my professor taught me that these transitional words are very important.
譬如说，保罗很喜欢讲到所以
As an example, Paul likes to use the word therefore.
Yeah, 他说know what the therefore is therefore 第一个 therefore 呢是所以，第二个 therefore 呢就是。为什么他在那里？
And so Paul would write in such a way to say, number one, why is it there? This is here, and why is it that this is here?
Know what the therefore is therefore, 所以这事以后当然是要讲到这个以前的事情啊。
And so this is all talking about what had happened.
是什么事情呢？就是上个礼拜我们讲的亚伯兰去跟这个四王打仗啊。
And so this is a continuation of what we had talked about last week, in that Abram was at war with the four kings.
他为了救他的侄儿罗德，从这个四王当中把他救出来，所以他在这场战争中。
Because he wanted to save Lot.His nephew, and therefore Abram had been in war with the four kings.
一定是非常激烈的战争，他带了318个勇士去跟他们征战过。
So it must have been a very fierce battle because Abraham had taken with him 318 trained men.
圣经没有告诉我，但是我想他是一个少数人啊，所以他是少数人赢多数人了。
And so the Bible didn't specifically say, but I believe myself that Abram belonged to the side of fewer men.
他当然他打败了那个四王之后。
So after the battle was won against the four kings.
所以这个事情之后呢，耶和华在异象对亚伯兰说：“亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。”必大大的赏赐你。
After this, the word of Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward.
这个很我看起来很奇怪。为什么打完了胜仗之后，神叫他不用害怕？应该是打仗之前，你叫他不要害怕嘛。打完了仗了，他已经胜利了，还害怕什么呢
？So when I read this, it was very intriguing to me because why did the Lord come to Abram with these words? Why did He not come to Abram with these words before he had won the battle. Why after the battle? For you would think that after the battle, one would no longer be afraid. But before the battle, one might be afraid. One would be afraid.
我告诉你,
I want to tell you. Why?
因为神知道我们的需要。
Because God knows our needs.
在这之前呢,
before this.
第二次世界大战，我只是甚至到了越战之后，我们才知道有一个名词，战争过后，那个兵士回来的时候，他有那种恐惧症。We
know that after the Second World War and even more recently the Vietnam War, we know there's PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome,
yeah,
that soldiers suffer.
There's a special term for that.
So just the beginning of this year, starting January 1st, California made marijuana legal without a prescription. With the prescription.
这个电台的人有访问人，他说，为什么这个是应该的啊？这个是合法的。
And so there was an interview done to ask why was it important to legalize marijuana?
就是他就访问那个警人，那个警人说，我因为才从这个战争中回来，我需要这个毒品来麻醉我自己啊。And
so this soldier who was at battle came back, and so he was the object of the interview. And so his response to this question was, because I need this, I have PTSD.
我有跟一个越战的老兵谈过，他说他回来之后，他跟他太太离婚，做了很多不好的事情，因为他有这个。 在战场上的恐惧感还继续地留在这边。I
had spoken with a Vietnam veteran, and he had shared with me that after he came back from the Vietnam War, that he did a lot of terrible things, and he also had divorced his wife.
因为在越战的时候，他说很紧张，不知道敌人藏在哪个地方。Because
he was full of fear and anxiety when he was on the battlefield,
我们中国,
not knowing when the enemy would come.
我们中国人所说的，草木皆兵。And
so, just like a Chinese used to saying that even a blade of grass, or even when you see a piece of wood, that you think that these are soldiers.
亚伯拉罕回来的时候，神安慰他，他说：“不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。”And
therefore, as Abram came back from the battle, God promised him, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield."
是神知道人的需要，他知道在这一刻，神知道怎么安慰。
God knows the needs of man, and God knows how to comfort the heart. So our first point today, God knows our needs. God knows, God uses his words to comfort you.
所以第二点，神也要告诉亚伯拉罕，这不是你的一个人的战争。
The second point is this is not a battle for you on your back alone. This is a battle that I am with you and you need to depend on me.
你活在这个世界，所有的大大小小的征战都是属灵的征战，你都是要依靠神的。
When you live in this world, all the battles, big and small, are spiritual battles, and you need to lean on God on these battles.
你不要以为你自己一个人可以自己能够handle这些事情。
And do not be deceived to think that you by yourself alone can handle these battles.
你知道以利亚，另外一个先知啊，以利亚，他打败了450个巴利的先知。
You know, Elijah, this is a great prophet, and he was triumphant over 450 false prophets. These are Baal worshipping prophets.
假如你看那一段经文的话，你渐渐的看到他自己以为是自己打败了450个先知。
So, when you come to read the scripture, you would see for yourself that he thought that he was the one person alone who won over all of these prophets. Baal worshippers.
结果呢，哈，一个王后啊，耶洗别，说她要把他杀了哈。
But so this queen Jezebel decided to chase after him to kill him.
当他听到那个恐吓的话了，他你想想看，他已经大败450个先知了。
When he heard this one threat, imagine he came from being victorious, triumphant over these 450 false prophets.
他崩溃啊，全盘的崩溃。
He had completely fallen.
神啊，你杀了我吧。
He had completely fallen out of his elements. He said, "God, take my life."
他为什么会这样呢
？Why?Was this so?
他以为他自己一个人能够对付这个世界。
He thought that he was by himself alone able to face and win over this world.
他渐渐的靠自己，他以为是自己的力量胜了巴力。
And so in time, he thought it was he and he alone, his own strength that won over these prophets, these Baal worshippers.
但神慢慢的告诉他，是神自己。陪他走过这一段路。
Eventually, God came to him and taught him. It was God who was with him through all of this.
弟兄姐妹，你当你走信心的道路的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you walk on this path of faith,
尤其是你成功的时候
，especially when you are victorious,
你常常以为你是你自己哈。
You always might think it is you.
但是，假如你是有智慧的哈
，But if you have wisdom,
你要学。亚伯拉罕说：“主啊，你要成为我的盾牌。”
You must be like Abraham in his prayer, that my Lord, my God,
你要成为我的力量。
You are my shield, you are my strength.
你要知道这一场战争，这趟属灵的道路不是你一个人可以走的。
And you must understand that this battle, the spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare.This path is not a path that you can walk on alone.
你要时常依靠神的话语，
你
要时常的回到主面前祷告。
You must always return back to God and pray.
依靠神的灵，方能成事啊。
To lean on the Spirit of God before you can accomplish.
神在这里就教导他，亚伯拉罕说。你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。
Here God teaches Abram, do not be afraid. I am your shield.
然后说我是你的赏赐哈，大大的，我必大大的赏赐你。
And your very great reward.
神的赏赐是很大的哈。
And God's reward is great.
因为假如你知道他的赏赐是多大的时候，你罗马书八章书。15-17节
If you would only know how great is the reward of God, we can turn to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Down to 17.
Chapter 8,
15-17.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 8, 15 to 17, verses 15 to 17.
你所受的不是奴仆的心，乃是害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们叫呼叫阿爸，圣灵与我们的心同证，我是神的儿女，既是神的儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，我们必与他一同得荣耀。
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 to 17, it is written.For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his.Glory.
我们的赏赐是跟耶稣基督一样的。他叫天父为阿爸天父，我们也叫他阿爸天父。
Our reward is the same as Jesus Christ. That Jesus calls Heavenly Father Abba, and we also call him Abba.
罗马书上说，我们跟耶稣基督一样，一同得到荣耀。
And Romans tells us that we are just like Jesus Christ. We receive glory together.
甚至一同得到神所应许的基业啊。
And even not just as heirs, but co-heirs of what God wants to give to us.
你跟耶稣基督得到同样的东西啊。
That we, you and I, along with Jesus Christ, receive the same.
是什么大的赏赐呢？
So how great is this reward?
圣经没有办法形容啊，就说眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过的。
It's difficult for us to represent and describe. The Bible tells us this is what our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard.
所以他说，在这里说必大大的赏赐我们。
So here, this is a promise of a great reward.
但是啊，在这里呢，哈，神啊的亚伯拉罕第二节，亚伯拉罕说：“主啊，耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？”
So we come to verse 2, but Abram said, "O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless?"
并且啊，要承受我家业的人是大马色人以利以谢啊。
And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus.
他不是啊，这个亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，而是他的仆人呢。
And so this man is not the son of Abram, but a slave.
亚伯拉罕啊，他盼望有个孩子来继承他的产业。
So here Abram really wishes to have his own child to be able to inherit what he has.
假如你是父母亲的时候，你知道啊，你想把你最好的给你的孩子。
If you are a parent, then you would know yourself. You want to give the best you have to your children.
亚伯拉罕有最好的东西，但是他没有地方给他，是不是给外面的人？
And so Abram had a great estate, but to no one could he give but to this slave.
但是啊，这个神并不是说你要给这个外面的人啊。
But it was not God's will that he would give his estate to an outsider.
所以第四节耶和华有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才是成为你的后嗣。
Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
然后第五节啊，非常漂亮的一个字啊，于是他领他走到外边说，你向天边观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔必将要如此。
Verse 5 is very beautiful. The Lord took Abram outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be.
他带他到外面去看天上的星星啊。
God brought out Abram to behold all the stars in the heavens.
在当时的黑夜啊，一定比现在的还黑啊。假如那个黑夜很黑的时候，你看那个星星啊，是非常明亮的。
The night sky
是非常的多的哈。
Of that time, I imagine would be much darker than today. So in darkness, total darkness, that Abram would have seen the heavens be just ordained, be ornated with so many beautiful stars, bright stars, shining stars.
Yeah, 但是，假如是你我的话，你可能会不相信神啊。
If you and I, we might not believe God.
因为神已经答应过他一次了，但是好像没有什么动静啊。
Because at this point, God had already promised Abram one time. Seems like nothing had happened since.
但是亚伯拉罕第六节说亚伯拉罕信了哈，但是这个是非常令人难相信的。
And so verse 6, however, Abram believed the Lord. So this is unfathomable.
在这第十三章的时候，我们上一次谈到，他也讲到神也已经答应他一次啊，第十三章十六节，我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那么多，人若数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
Because when we studied back in Genesis chapter 13 verse 16, God already made a promise, and here it is written, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted.
以前他答应他说，哎，你的子孙会像地上的尘沙那么多。
So God previously had already promised Abram that his offspring would be like the dust.
那现在还答应他这好像天空的星星那么多。
So now again, God promises Abram here that his offsprings would be like the numbers of the stars in heaven.
为什么他的 讲了又讲，但是没有做出来呢。
So it seemed like God repeated His promise, but nothing had happened.
因为几年过后了，又同样的又在讲，只是更加扩大他的应许而已。
So several years later, God made the same promise again, and it seemed like His promise was more vast this time.
假如你答应你朋友的事情，或者你太太的事情，或者是你丈夫的事情，或者是你孩子的事情，你要赶快的做啊。
If you had promised something to your girlfriend, or your wife, or your husband, or your children, you must hasten and complete what you promise.
但是这个神啊，一直的应许，但是没有成就啊。
It seemed like God promised again and again, but nothing had happened.
假如是这样的话，你怎么能够相信他呢？
So in this situation, how would you believe?
我告诉你，很多时候我们都要神很快的答应他的我们的祷告。
I want to tell you that so often, how often it is that we demand.That God immediately delivers.
我在这个做校园的时候啊，我看到有一个弟兄啊，他祷告的，刚开始他信主的时候，他祷告的神都答应他的祷告，很快啊。
I remember when I was in campus ministries, there was this young brother who was a new believer, and so as a new believer, when he prayed, seemed like everything he prayed for happened very quickly.
他要进的科目啦，他要做的事情啦，甚至他的工作，神一个这样给他答应了他的祷告。
God had.Given him what he had asked for, whether it be his major, his classes, his work, just everything that he had prayed for, God gave him.
但是弟兄姐妹，他的根基不深。
And however, brothers and sisters, his foundation of faith was not deep.
但是他得到这些一切的时候，他就是哇，生活很顺利，买了大房子，买了大车子，孩子也。出去了有名的学校读书啊。
And so he got all of these things in time. He was able to purchase a big house. He purchased cars. He had children, and his children were able to attend very famous colleges.
他对神就是不冷不热的。
And so he became very lukewarm with God.
但是我碰到的啊，我有时候碰到困难的时候。
And sometimes when I come upon challenges, difficulties,
我喜欢跟一些弟兄姐妹，他们经过了人生的大风大浪。
I so enjoy sharing with brothers and sisters who have actually experienced in their lifetime sufferings and tribulations.
我告诉你，这些弟兄他经过了大风大浪的时候
，I want to tell you when these brothers and sisters that have lived through experience these tribulations.
他感受到神，这个神是真实的。
They themselves experience that this is.God himself and he is a true God.
他在风浪当中，他神没有忘记他，没有放弃他。
They experienced for themselves that God did not forget them. God was with them.
这个神是跟他同在的。
And God was with them.
你可以从他脸上看出来那些平静和安稳。
And even from their faces, you could see how calm and how full of peace.
当我有这个困难的时候，过不去的时候，大风大浪的时候
，When I myself have difficulties,
你找这些
and challenges,
你找这些弟兄
sufferings, seek out these believers.
因为他等，他有足够的时间等候神，他有足够的时间成熟了
Because they found time to wait for God.And to mature in Christ.
比我更认识神。
And they know God much more so than I.
你跟他讲的时候，他知道神必定会带领你经过这个风浪。
When you speak to them, you come to see for yourself that God also will deliver you out of these tribulations.
他会告诉你，天夜黑的时候。
And they will tell you when the sky is dark.
天上的星星更加的明亮。
The darker the skies are, the more bright the stars are.
他的应许更加的真实。
More true are the promises of God.
这个神是你可以信靠的。
This is a God that you can trust.
弟兄姐妹，为什么神不这么快的应许
？Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕的祷告呢？
Did God not deliver His own promise and answer the prayer of Abram more quickly.
因为他要在亚伯拉罕身上行神迹，行神，他要他成为信心之父。
Because he wants to do great things, he wants to have Abram become the father of faith.
你可以看到，从开始到现在，他越来越能够知道怎么依靠神。
You can see from the beginning until this point that more and more Abram starts to know how to lean on God.
所以第六节开始，他也可能是这个经节里面最这一章里面最大的他亚伯拉罕最明白神的一节哈。亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And verse 6 is perhaps the greatest verse. Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord credited it to him as righteousness.
你知道为什么我知道这一节是最重要的一节吗？
Why is it, do you think that I know this is a key verse, the key verse?
因为新约里面不断地提起这一节。
Because in the New Testament, this continues to be repeated over and over again.
所以它一定是最重要的一节。
So this must be a very important, very key verse.
亚伯拉罕跟主的沟通，跟主的交涉的时候，他正视到神的一节。
That Abram had with Lord. So this is a verse indicating the communion and the understanding and the knowing of God.
他因为信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And because Abram believed the Lord, and so the Lord credited to him as righteousness.
保罗称他叫因信称义。
And so this is what Paul wrote.As being justified by faith.
马丁路德说，因信称义是教会的开始，是因信称义是建立教会，是滋润教会。
Martin Luther
是保守教会，是教会成长的教义。
This being justified by faith, it is what built the church, is the foundation of church. This is what helps the church mature.
所以也是滋润我们的，我们是依靠神，我们才能够走天路的。
This is also what nourishes our faith, that it is not until we lean on God can we truly walk on the path that is heavenward.
马丁路德说，没有因信称义，教会没有一刻能够生存。
Martin Luther wrote that if it were not through faith, being justified by faith, not one church could be able to stand.
保罗更就是说亚伯拉罕是从因信称义开始的。
And Paul even wrote that Abraham began through being justified.
他称义不是因为他行了律法。
That he was justified as righteous by God. It was not because he was able to observe the laws.
加拉太书三章五到十节。
Chapter 3.Verses 5 to 10, Galatians.
Galatians 3:5-10. 第三章第五节到第十节说，那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行义能的，是因你行律法呢，是因为你听信福音呢？正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他的义。所以你们知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义。就早传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。可见那信为本的人和信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的，因为经上说，凡不常照律法书上所记一切所知识去行的，就被咒诅。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 5 to 10 it is written,Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? Consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law."
所以那个福音不是从耶稣基督才开始的，他已经传给亚伯拉罕了。
Therefore, under the gospel did not begin with Jesus Christ, but the gospel was already given to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是因信称义的。
For Abraham was justified by faith.
犹太人以为亚伯拉罕是因为遵行了律法，所以他称义啊。
But you still thought that because Abraham somehow was able to observe fully the law, therefore he was considered a righteous man.
所以他说外邦人也要受割礼。
And so the Jews determined that even Gentiles should receive circumcision.
那割礼是律法的一部分啊，但是他说你就是要遵守这个律法，你就是要去割礼啊。
For circumcision was part of the law, so the Jews determined that it is important to observe the law as they are. Therefore, even Gentiles need to be circumcised.
但是保罗说，你看看亚伯拉罕，他是因信称义的。
But here Paul wrote, "Behold that Abram was justified by faith."
哎，他现在都还没有割礼，这个我们是第十五章啊。你知道到第几章才受割礼吗？第十七章第二十二节，后来才有割礼这件事情。
So at this point in time, Abram did not even receive circumcision yet. So when? It would be in chapter 17, Genesis chapter 17, that Abraham then eventually would receive circumcision.
所以他是已经称义了，然后那个割礼才到的哈。
So,after God justified and credited Abram as righteous by his faith, then afterwards Abraham would subsequently receive circumcision.
不是因为他受了割礼之后才称义。
Certainly not the other way around. It wasn't because he received circumcision, therefore God called him righteous.
所以亚伯拉罕走的路是他在这里说，他先走这段路，他先受到这个福音，然后他再传给万邦。
And so here we
他将这个福气传给万邦。
That it was first God who justified Abram because of his faith, that through Abram that the blessings of God would be passed on to many multitudes of peoples.
所以是因为相信，然后称他才能称义，所以亚伯拉罕走的路是我们走的路。第一，神拣选他。
Therefore, first faith and then justification.
然后因信称义。
So, the path of Abraham, what happened was that first God chose Abraham and then he was justified by faith.
然后到十七章，他才开始学习守律法哈。
And then later in chapter 17, we learn that then Abram started to learn how to observe the law.
所以啊，我们走的道路也是一样。我们是信了之后，我们喜爱神的律法。
And so it is the same way with how we walk this path. As we walk on this path, we love the law of God.
我们因为信，我们用信心来回应神，因为我们相信神是好的，我们也喜爱他的遵行他的律法。
Because we love the law of God because we respond to God with our faith.
所以我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。以弗所书二章八节。
And so we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. It is written,
你们得救本乎恩，因着信，这并不是出于自己，并不是，甚至这个信心不是出于你自己的，是神所赐给你的。 你靠着这个信心呢，这个信心好像是一个工具，然后你可以得到神的赏赐。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from ourselves, it is a gift of God. So it is by grace that we were saved. It is through faith, and not from ourselves, faith given by God.
所以那个信心也是神所赐的、
啊、所以
你不可以自夸说、哎、我有信心啊。
And therefore boast not of ourselves, because we cannot say that we ourselves have faith, because faith, even faith itself is a gift.
因为神所拣选的人他也赐给他信心。
Because those that God has chosen, God has also given faith to receive.
所以完全是出于神的恩典。
And everything completely holy is through the grace of God.
然后啊，在这之后，神就赐福给他哈。
And so, after this, God blessed Abram.
那、在这里呢，哈，神啊、又跟他跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And so now God again set a covenant with Abram.
其实第七节到二十一节啊，就讲到立约的过程呢。
And so verses 7-21.Today is talking about what happened, what occurred within this covenant.
第十八节说，当那日耶和华与亚伯拉罕立约说，我已赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到伯拉底河之地。
And so we come to verse 18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates."
他说在这之前呢，他叫他做准备啊，怎么样立业的准备。
And so here God is teaching Abram how to prepare for that covenant.
第九节说他说你为我娶一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一个斑鸠，一个鸽。亚伯拉罕就娶了这些来，每样撇开分成两半，一半对坐，一半摆列，只有鸟没有剖开。
Verses 9-10. So the Lord said to him, Abram, bring me a heifer, a goat and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half.
然后第十七节，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧灼的火把从那昼块中经过。那日耶和华与亚伯拉罕立约。
Verse 17, when the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking firepot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram.
这些动物都要三年的哈，三年的母山羊，三年的公绵羊，三年的，这些东西都是三年的母牛哈。
And so we saw these animals that God had established, wanted Abram to prepare.
然后他
all 3 years old, a heifer, a goat, a ram, all 3 years old.
然后亚伯拉罕要把这些动物都剖开一半。
And so Abram was to cut these animals in half.
然后这个其实是立业的手术啊。
So actually, this is a process of the covenant.
Yeah, 他因为通常在那个时候，这个耶利米书34章有讲到哈，他们立业的时候，就是当他们把动物剖开的时候，一人走一边哈。
And so we see in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 34. So when there was a covenant was made, that each person would walk on the side of the half when an animal was half.
这动物切成两半啊，一人走一边的道路啊。
And so when an animal would be half, that the two people that were with each other in covenants, they would walk on each side of each half of the animal.
你走过这个动物的尸体的时候，那些血啊都会潜到你身上来哈。
So as imagine as one, when one were to walk through that path of that animal that has been halved, then the blood of that animal would no doubt the person would pass through the blood of the animal.
所以你的脚都会染到那些血啊，
so your feet, your
身体啊。
Shoes, even some parts of your body might come into contact with the blood of sacrifice.
因为这代表是什么呢？我们立业，假如我毁业的话，我就好像那个野兽的尸体这样，我都会切成两半哈，这些血都会流到。
So what did that mean? That meant that
when we made a 像这个动物这样流血。
When we made a promise and we failed to keep our promise, then let us be like what happened with the animal, that we would also be bleeding, that blood would shed.
但是在这里啊。亚伯拉罕没有走过那个尸体。
Over here, Abram did not walk through the carcasses of the animals.
他是干干净净的。
He was clean.
不干净的是那个烧着的火把，还有那个冒烟的炉哈。这是通常这个火把跟炉啊，是代表神自己。
And so what was different was the smoking fire pot and the blazing torch. So this actually symbolizes God himself.
亚伯拉罕只是在旁边观看而已。
So Abram was just an observer.
神告诉亚伯拉罕什么呢？
So what did God say to Abram?
当你不守这个约的时候，
when you do not observe this covenant,
当你失败的时候，
when you fail,
当你的子子孙孙不守这个约的时候，
when the generations upon generations after you fail to observe this covenant,
那个罪是到我的身上来。
That sin is on me.
所以主耶稣被卖的那一个那一夜，
so therefore on the night that Jesus was sold,
他拿起饼来，
he took the bread,
他就剖开，
and he broke it.
他说这是我的身体。
And he said, "This is my body."
他说是为你舍的。
That is given for you.
他说他拿起杯来。
That he took the cup.
这是我为你所流的宝血。
This is my blood shed for you.
是我所立的新约。
This is the covenant that I have established.
你们如此行是为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
当你软弱的时候，当你跌倒的时候，当你没有遵守这个约的时候，
when you have fallen, when you have failed to observe this covenant,
这个罪在十字架的羔羊，他全部放在他的身上了。
Your sins are upon the sacrificial lamb on the cross, and all of our sins are carried by him.
我们看着他，我们就能够得救。
And that let our eyes behold upon him, and we receive salvation.
所以这个是解释亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So this is how I would explain Verse 6, Abram believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness.
我们这个中文很难看得出啊，英文才刚才他读英文比较能够看得出，他说 credited, 就是把它就是这个是 accounting 的名词哈，就是把这个这个好处把他的 credit 加给我们了。
So this is very
把他的义行加给我们了。
To understand, actually, if using accounting terms, this is like a credit and debit. So God credited Abram because of faith that Abram had in God, and God credited Abram that he's credited as righteous.
他怎么能够把这个义行加给我们呢？
So how is it that God might credit us with righteousness?
神把他的爱子主耶稣基督把他让他死在十字架上，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
God gave his beloved son Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross, that our sins would be on him as he hung on the cross and died for our sins.
因为他
because of
我们可以称义，
because of him that we might be called righteous.
因为他没有罪的，所以我们得到他一切的好处。
Because he is blameless, Therefore, we could receive all the benefits.
我们可以叫阿爸天父。
That we could call our Heavenly Father, Abba, my Heavenly Father.
我们可以继承那个产业。
That we could be heirs to His goodness.
我们有一天必大大的得到赏赐。
That one day we will have this great reward.
不是因为我们的义行，而是主耶稣在十字架上的。
Not because of our own good deeds, but only because of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
让主，你派你的爱子主耶稣来到世上。
You've given to us your beloved Son, our Christ, our Lord Jesus, who came to the world.
救我们这些不配的人。
To save us, how unworthy and meager we are.
我们本来跟亚伯拉罕一样，是外邦人，是跟神的国度没有份的。
Once we're just like Abraham, a Gentile that has no part in God's kingdom.
是拜偶像的。
And we were idol worshippers.
但是因为你的拣选，你的爱。
But because of your election, because of your love.
把我们呼召。
You have called us.
来到你面前，
成
为你的儿女。
To become your children.
可以叫你阿爸天父。
That we may be able to call you Abba, our Heavenly Father.
可以跟主耶稣一样同享基业。
That we may be just like Jesus Christ, be co-heirs of your inheritance.
我们是何等的人，既然蒙得到这样的怜悯。
How unworthy we are that we may have such great mercy from you.
我们只有赞美，只有真的敬拜你。
We could only praise you. We could only worship you.
求你在印在我们心里面。
We plead to you that you help us to remember, have this etch into our hearts.
主耶稣的救恩。
This is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.